Roads are being reclaimed and reimagined so people can party and children can play. Red tape has been cut thanks to New Zealand Transport Agency, so cars can be restricted on the streets for a while, which, according to my guest, is good for communities who want to gather and good for children who enjoy getting out in the fresh air. Pilots have been run nationally over the last few years and the scheme is now being introduced to local councils. Catherine King manages the Urban Mobility Program at Waka Kotahi, where work is underway to make our transport system safer, healthier and more environmentally friendly. All sounds good, Catherine. Kia ora.
You're right, Catherine.
Please explain to me about these play streets and how it all works.
Well, we've recently released some guidance that will support councils to let groups of neighbours get together and open their streets so that kids can play and neighbours can connect with each other. We can do that by restricting traffic and providing space for people to use streets for other things like playing and socialising and getting together.
Where has that happened? Has it been piloted?
We have been working with seven councils over the past year to work out the guidance, make sure that it's fit for purpose and it meets people's needs. In those seven councils, we've supported them to run a bunch of play streets and have seen which bits we need to adapt and change. And we're really confident now that we've got guidance that works for everyone. And are looking forward to seeing more councils rolling out play street policies so that more people across Aotearoa can enjoy them.
Where have the streets been in these pilots? Are they typically in suburbs, or I think I've spotted one in an inner city where the traffic was stopped for a while and all sorts of things were happening in the middle of the street? Where have they been?
In Tamaki Makaurau, we've had play streets in South Auckland and West Auckland. There were some really great ones ran in partnership with Healthy Families and in Rānui and in Kelston. In Hutt, we've seen some brilliant play streets run in partnership with Sport New Zealand. Invercargill has been running play streets, Christchurch, Palmerston North. So all across the country, we've seen councils seeing the opportunity of play streets and how it can really support local communities and neighbours to give kids more access to play.
So more low traffic, low risk streets. And what's involved in closing a street? And then tell me how the street is adapted and who does that?
So the guidance is designed so that neighbours, people living in a street, can do this themselves. And the reason we did that is because when we set off on this path a couple of years ago now, we had a look at what was happening around the world and saw that in the UK, in North America, South America, in Australia, play streets are a really important tool in enabling people to get out and be more active and connect. But we heard from people in this country that there was a lot of challenge and barriers in place because of the way the guidance was set up. It could be very costly. There was a long period of applying for different permissions to be able to close streets. So we had a look at what we could do to make that easier for people and ensure it was accessible to everyone. The guidance is written so that people can use what's available to them, whether that's wheelie bins or things that they have very, very easily accessible to them, and put those out in the street, in a quieter street. And simply create the space for people to then use for play and in other ways. The guidance means that councils will create their own policy, but our our hope is that they're doing that in a way that makes the makes it really easy for local people to do this, so they don't have to pay for a company to come out and put a lot of traffic management in the street, that they're simply able to use what they have available and create the space and opportunity in their street for kids to play.
So can there be some vehicles still moving through, or do the vehicles just take a detour?
The aim is that it's restricting through traffic. So if it's removing the bulk of traffic that doesn't need to be in the street. But of course, it means people, if they need to access their own house, are able to do that. They're simply doing it in a really managed way that people are aware that there's kids playing, and they drive slowly through to make sure people are safe the whole time.
What's been the stuff you've learned from the examples here?
Oh, we've heard some really brilliant feedback from local communities. We've heard that kids got to know people in their street, that they felt like they had more independence and freedom. I think what many of us experienced when we were kids, being able to get out and explore and feel like you can go anywhere in your street. We've heard from parents that opening up streets for play has enabled them to have more time. They're not having to get in a car or trek across the city to a park. They're not having to go to an organised play opportunity. It gives them more time, and they feel really comfortable with the knowledge that there's lots of kids out in the street playing. And we've also heard that social connections are building, that people are getting to know their neighbours. And I think we all appreciate at the moment, particularly living in the pandemic, how important that is for social connections to build in our local communities. So while a play street might seem like a small thing, what we're hearing is that they're actually creating all sorts of benefits. We're also hearing from councils that play streets are a really useful tool for them in having conversations with local communities about what they value in their community, and how perhaps we might want our streets to be and function in the future, so they are accessible to everyone. So our streets enable kids through to older adults to be able to easily walk, bike, explore, travel independently around our cities.
You worked on this in London, I think, as well. There's a fine tradition in the UK of the play streets.
There absolutely is. Yes, I did. The UK, interestingly, bought in play streets, firstly after the Spanish flu, and then after World War One, as an opportunity to let kids play outside in a safe environment. So it feels very pertinent for the moment we're in at the moment, given everything our kids have been through, particularly in Tamaki Makaurau the last 6 months or so. And in the UK, they've really gone from strength to strength, and there's whole communities and networks set up now to support each other to get play streets happening. And we've seen the next sort of iteration of play streets of street parties and street lunches and so forth, where neighbours come out and enjoy lunch together outside in the street. So there's huge opportunity we can see from what other countries are doing with their streets, that play streets here could evolve to.
Thank you, Catherine King. It's with the New Zealand Transport Agency, Waka Kotahi. If you want to learn more about the place streets, there's some links on our website, rnz.co.nz/9to-noon.